A break from the criticism to give credit where credit is due. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, the journal for the proficient pilot. It's a monthly newsletter that's available on the web. Bob also operates Bob Miller Flight Training Incorporated in the Buffalo, New York area, flight school and Cessna Pilot Center. And today we're going to talk about the 2009 NOL report, which has been out for a few weeks now. But Bob, at the time you were putting your newsletter together, it was fairly fresh. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks, Paul. Pleasure being here.
Let's talk about one of the most significant things. The NOL report for several years now has been kind of in a rosy glow about improving or at least level fatalities and accidents. And there was a spike in the numbers in the 2009 report. Talk about that and what you see.
You know, I have a great deal of respect for the NOL report, and particularly the Air Safety Foundation and Bruce Landsberg and his team of people who put this together every year. I think this is a wonderful compendium of data. It's very revealing. But I guess I was just frustrated beyond words when this very, very significant fact was revealed in this last most recent year's accident data. That is, the GA fatal accident rate jumped to its highest level in the past 5 years. And it was almost said parenthetically, without drawing any attention to that fact in the NOL report. And, more significantly, there did not seem to be any kind of editorializing as to why this jump is taking place. Not that the jump itself is significant, but Paul, we haven't seen a significant reduction in the fatal accident rate among GA aircraft in the past 10 years. It's just been flatlined, and when you think of all of the wonderful improvements that have taken place in aircraft design, the glass cockpit technology, the fact that we can bring up XM weather aloft, terrain and traffic collision avoidance systems, we have TKS systems, we have ballistic recovery systems, we have a huge proliferation of information available to the pilot in the last decade that was never here prior to the turn of the century, yet our accident rate has been flatlined and it's getting worse. And is this a statistical aberration? The flat line is not a statistical aberration. The fact is it has not improved. So where is the problem? It's not in the technology of the airplane. I don't believe that. I believe that the manufacturers have done a wonderful job. I think the FAA has done a pretty good job of trying to do what they can to bring about improvement. The real culprit in this entire system is the gross inadequacy of the primary training program that we're offering pilots today that has not changed, with few exceptions, and I made note of those exceptions, has not changed in the last 40 years. And that's the problem.
Well, let's talk about some people who are doing some things right. You mentioned several of them. You talk about scenario-based training, Cessna, Cirrus, some of the other aircraft manufacturers that have company-guided programs are very much into that. Now, what is the benefit of scenario-based training?
All right. I mentioned three organizations that I believe are on the right track, and this is just Bob Miller voting himself personally. Three organizations that are on the right track. One, Cessna, in collaboration with King Schools, has really begun to change and improve the way primary pilots are being trained, not only through the concept of scenario-based training, but coming up with new interactive online videos, online ability to translate the basic core curriculum that's okay, that needs to be taught, but wrapping it around really a useful, realistic scenarios that help us to understand, help us to teach what really needs to be taught, rather than just putting the pilot out in the practice area, teaching the pilot a handful of maneuvers and sending them out for check ride. Cessna's done a tremendous job with their new online training program. That's one. another organization that I think truly needs to be commended, and that's our friends at the FAA, specifically FAASafety.gov. There are folks over there that are really working through the new through the new wings program to come up with a new design that'll make that a truly user-friendly operation. And not only is it user-friendly, but it's really predicated on fatal accident causal factors that have taken place out over the last 15 years. This too is going to begin making a big difference once we get more and more pilots participating in the WINGS program.
Bob, you also mentioned a third organization you think's getting it right, and I found it somewhat of a surprise. Let's talk about that in a moment. Bob Miller is my guest. We'll be right back. I'm Paul Platt, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
This is a story of two pilots. Our first guy, the one with Garmin Waas GPS, he just arrived home from a trip, ready to enjoy a nice home-cooked meal with his supermodel girlfriend.
Chérie, viens près moi.
But our other guy, the pilot without Waas, well, he couldn't quite make it home. Had to divert to an airport with an ILS approach. So now it's dinner from a vending machine in some crummy pilot's lounge. You know which pilot you want to be. Garmin Waas GPS. Follow the leader.
Chérie.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR20 G2. Interested in a substantial airplane that remains practical and affordable? Whether you're a non-pilot looking to begin flying lessons, a pilot needing personal transportation, or a fleet customer selecting the best plane to meet the demands of a multiple aircraft operation, consider the SR20 G2. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt, talking with Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about organizations with influence in the flight training community which are on the right track. Bob, before the break, you credited the new private and sport pilot training syllabus from Cessna and the FAA safety team for making meaningful changes that could improve flight training and ultimately the safety of aviation. But in Over the Airwaves, you also mentioned a third organization, and it surprised me a little bit, because in the past, you've been critical of the instructors' organizations for being part of the problem.
Paul, we could talk for hours on this subject alone. We've had a terrible, terrible record, in my opinion, with professional flight instructor organizations. I think it's pretty common knowledge the problem that NAFI has had over the years, the National Association of Flight Instructors, and we don't need to get into the politics of that, but there have been politics in that. And what is the ultimate purpose what purpose have these organizations been out there to serve? And so, I resigned both my master CFI credentials and my membership in NAFI over that issue. Another organization began to emerge out of some of the people that were involved in NAFI. And I looked at that with a little bit of skepticism. In fact, I became more skeptical as I saw this organization try to bring itself into some state of organizational logic. And I watched this very carefully, and I grew to know Doug Stewart, and the head of that organization, had endless conversations with him, badgered the dickens out of him, and if he's listening, he knows exactly what I'm talking about. We've sat down at Oshkosh and Sun and Fun, and I just hammered into him my criticisms of that organization. And, I've come to believe and been persuaded that Doug Stewart and his team over at SAFE are on the right track. They've been laboring over some of these organizational issues that are important to get started. You know, we have to give birth to an organization. They have to get a board of directors and a vision statement and a goal statement and things like that. This stuff has largely been completed. Now Doug and his team are really working on many of the inherent weaknesses in the traditional flight training community. But unlike Bob Miller and Over the Airwaves, they're not doing it through a critical approach. They're doing it by working within the system. I've been sort of a critic outside the system, throwing arrows at it, shooting arrows at it. Doug has been methodically working within the system, and that really is the way it should be done if we can get the system to move. And the jury's still out, but it appears as if SAFE is beginning to make movement in a direction that may seriously change the way we're doing things in flight instruction. So they haven't completely done the job, nor has the FAST team program done the job through the WINGS program, nor has Cessna completely done the job. But these organizations are out there working. Some of the more traditional organizations, and I'll mention them, AOPA, EAA, some of the more traditional tried and true groups out there, I think they're being passed by these others that I've mentioned in the area that we really need to attend to, and that's the area that is specifically flight safety. The reason general aviation is not going where it should be going today is that's because of the reluctant spouse. I know I transitioned very quickly into that, but that reluctant spouse is scared to death of little airplanes. That's because 350 of us put smoking holes in communities all over the United States that turn off each of those communities to general aviation for several days after this until the smoke clears. We've got to put a stop to that, Paul, and the only way we're going to do that is to change the way pilots are trained. The other problem that we have in general aviation, in my opinion, is the fact that less than 50% of every new student start ever makes it to check ride. Less than 50% make it to check ride. That means over 50% drop out. And the reason they drop out of training is many, but a lot of it has to do with the ineptness that's taking place in that flight instruction classroom, the poor quality of flight instructors that we're allowing to shepherd these new impressionable students out there. People who themselves just graduated last year have had no experience in the system, and yet we're entrusting the future of aviation in the hands of some of these very, very inexperienced people. This has got to stop as well. So if we could do something about the fatal accident rate, and if we could do something about the reducing the dropout rate, I think we could see general aviation soar. And these organizations, Cessna, FAASafety.gov, and SAFE, they're moving in the right direction, Paul.
Well, Bob, it's always encouraging to see you find somebody you think is doing the right thing, because there's obviously a lot of low-hanging fruit on the criticism side.
Sure, and I've been critical of the low-hanging fruit, but finally, I'd like to say that maybe we at Over the Airwaves have been doing something that has prompted some of this, but I'm not going to be so brazen as to suggest that. Somebody is seeing the light. Doug Stewart over at SAFE, what the folks are doing at FAASafety.gov, and King Schools along with Cessna, this is the stuff that is moving in the right direction.
Well, Bob, as always, we appreciate your commentary and your insight and your passion, and we will talk to you again next Monday.
Thanks, Paul.
You can find the March issue of Bob's newsletter, details on how to sign up for the email notification when each new one is published, and a link to his flight school at overtheairwaves.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.